Wanted, more rural veterinarians. How the U.S. Department of Agriculture aims to fix the problem today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has personally put out a call for new students of veterinary medicine. It seems there's a veterinarian shortage in rural America.
Because of a significant increase in education debt for our veterinarian students compared to their potential earnings, a decline in student desire to practice in rural areas is real, and a rapidly growing companion animal sector, the lack of rural food animal veterinarians, is only expected to worsen unless we step in.
Speaking at the Veterinary College at Mississippi State University, Rollins announced the Rural Veterinary Shortage Action Plan, which includes new financial incentives to potential vet students. Rollins says the USDA itself is having problems finding veterinarians to fill its own staffing needs.
We have faced our own challenges just at USDA of competing with private companion animal clinics to hire and retain qualified veterinarians. This inability to fill even our own positions in both rural areas and in the federal government is alarming and threatens our supply chain.
Rollins also says the USDA will work with veterinary schools to recruit more students from rural America. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.